This is my word to every man, for I am death. When I call, man comes. When I knock, all doors fly open. However science may work to spin out the thread of human years, there comes always a point at which I say stop, and the life ends. In all the world, there is no power that can stay my hand.
But even you met one who was your master?
I walk the earth and lay my hand on every man.
But you have bowed to one stronger than you?
Yes. Once.
Yes.
Rekindle the flame of hope in your heart. 90.9 FM, CJSW.
It's a cold-ass fashion, which you stole my passion. It's a everlasting, it's a ghetto blasting. On the wonder wheel, I let my thunder peel. I made an effort to get just what I deserve. Now I'm rolling in sweat with the loaf of cold bread and a taco in my jeans. On the left as she glides, she's got such heavy thighs. I got taken by surprise with a plate of flavored donuts.
Well, that was quite the abrupt start. Welcome to Noise Calgary. My name is Steve. You are tuned in to The Noise Show, the show of the experimental avant-garde and just craziness unbound. And we just heard Beck with Thunder Peel. That was from 1994's Stereo Pathetic Soul Manure. We've got a bunch of great stuff lined up for you tonight. We've got Sun Kill Moon, Liars, Inca Ore coming up. Keep it locked here on CJSW 90.9 FM or CJSW.com around the world. Let's kick things off with Sun Kill Moon. This is Linda Blair.
Behind me has a demonic cough, and she sounds like Linda Blair in The Exorcist. Lord blesses her. last time I played pool was with Justin from Godflesh. I couldn't pronounce the name of the town to save my life or the venue, but we headlined the Metal Fest. The names of the other bands I don't know, but I do remember the aggressive sound of their names. Crib Death, Mother of Fuck, Lord Fuck, Lord Fuck, Lord. I don't know much about bowling other than Andrew Galata's boxing style. He put his left jab out like a kitten trying to paw a bitch. He hang me out to dry, making his glass chin a very easy target to find. He quit after round two with Mike Tyson. He's on his ass, his eyes bulging with fright. And Lennox Lewis dropped him in round one. He looked like a kid getting knocked on his ass by his daddy when his daddy came home drunk. But I got a soft spot for Andrew because of great fighters he never dodged. And I thought it was mean how his fans pelted him with garbage during his walkout after he lost to Mike Tyson. Fisting Tyson was a very brave thing to do. Yeah, he was overmatched, but I found the audience behavior after the fight disgraceful and rude. Though all local sports heroes are oftentimes flawed, show them love and support. Be kind, take the high road, be a good sport. I think in that Tyson fight, Galata's brain may have become unglued. Wasn't quite the same after that. It could have been that beating you took. I have no clue. But those people throwing things at him was despicable and bullying at its worst. He was fighting Mike Tyson to represent your country, and his fans humiliated him by adding more hurt to his already hurt. And yeah, when Lennox dropped him in round one, I felt an even stronger connection with Galata. Cause he went out there determined, his raging bull, but like a lamb he got slaughtered. His weakness was that shim and that clumsy left. And those low blows to ridicule were his only weapon. His only defense, he was clearly overmatched. He is imperfect, as we all are. Let's face it, we're all scared little girls and boys. So everybody right now for Andrew Galata, make some fucking noise. So right now for Andrew Galata, make some fucking noise. Other than Andrew Galata, I don't know much about poor. I'm told my ancestors were from there, and I guess that's saying something. I gotta admit I've never looked too deeply into it. So I'm told before my name became Cosby, apparently it was Kajoe. There was a time that I played the Off Festival in the summer in Katowice. I played a seated venue and a Polish woman cooked Italian food for me. I've been to Italy more times than I could ever count. And that Polish woman cooked the best lasagna I've ever had, and that's no fucking joke. Shared a taxi in the airport with Owen Ashworth,
been one. I said, Owen, did you ever notice how much Poland looks like Ohio? He said, yeah, it does. And that's all he said. Owen Ashford is a great songwriter from Chicago, Illinois, if you never heard of him. Now everybody, let's show some gratitude for the beautiful things in the world. The lovely cornfields along the highways and the meals that the kind people prepare for us. And the artists who come to our countries and play beautiful music for us. And the fans who come out to our show and pay the ticket. Let's absorb what's around us and not make a fuss over the little things. We may live to be old, or tomorrow we may get hit by a bus. I got a lot of love for all people, yeah. I got a lot of love, even for the imperfect, low blowing Andrew Gavala. Fist through a wall. Now I'm gonna mention a song that I love very much. AC/DC's A Touch Too Much. Now I'm gonna mention a couple of songs. After the gold rush, I'm gonna mention a song that I know.
blood.
Yeah. You are listening to CJSW 90.9 FM.
I'm crying. like a traded brigade and leave without a trace and sell the snake oil overcomes the barrel. Now wipe your brow and turn the card around. The goose line wins until they find the grifter was you. Sumter any longer for a knock on your door only spells a good disaster for you. Trade up his leave without a chase with no remorse on what you left in place.
This is Marjorie Quiet, and you're listening to Noise on CGSW 90.9 FM or CGSW.com around the world.
Oh.
And we're back on Noise. Thank you for joining us tonight. My name is Steve. This is CJSW 90.9 FM or CJSW.com around the world. Again, you're tuned in to the Noise show here on Thursday evening, and we just finished off that set with the enchanting and lovely sounds of Mortimer Be Quiet. We heard the track Spent, preceded by Pitchforks. Those are both off of the album Persimmon, which came out last year. I highly encourage everyone out there to check out that album in its entirety. That is terrific stuff. Before that, we heard Bjork, went back to 2004 for the track Ancestors. That was from the album Medulla. And Bjork is joined on that track by Tanya Tegak. That is the Inuit throat singer who worked with Bjork on her 2001 Vespertine tour. She joins Bjork on that track, and what a special team-up that one was. Before that, we heard Meredith Monk. Meredith is the 81-year-old American composer and performer. Her albums range from the 70s right up until present, fairly recently. 2020 was her most recent album. She's on the ECM label, that fantastic European jazz label. And we heard the track Mad Woman's Vision. That was from Book of Days, going back to 1990. Before that, we heard Inca Ore, and the track was Boogie Wiggles. Very experimental sound there on Boogie Wiggles. That was from the album, it came out in 2010, called Silver Sea Surf School. And of that album, it has been described as maybe her most title outing yet. There are surreal undertows of whisper, noise, piano, and percussion. It's an impressive and bracing pearl dive into the murky personal waters of Eva Salins. That is the Inca Ore project of Eva Salins. Fantastic. Before that, we heard Liars with Broken Witch. Took it back to 2004 for that. That was off the album They Were Wrong, So We Drowned. And we started things off with Sun Kill Moon and the track Linda Blair from This Is My Dinner back in 2018. We're going to keep things rolling here on CJSW and Noise. So keep it locked. Up next is You Do Right. This is a track entitled, oh, it's a doozy, Armed with the Seven League Boots of Our Knowledge. And it's from the, the Sacred Fuck EP. Keep it locked here on Noise. We'll be right back. The CJSW Friends Card is your guide to over 150 independent and locally owned businesses across Calgary. Every day we highlight a different local business that you can visit with your card in hand. And today's featured friend is Modern Love. Located at 613 11th Avenue Southwest, Modern Love is not just any indie dance club. With their Power Hour daily specials and nightly events, they're sure to keep you coming back for something new every day. And on top of that, they've got a stellar menu with something for everyone and vegan options. Show your friend's card to get 15% off food on your next visit. Get your friend's card today and check out the full listing of friends at cjsw.com/friends. Oh, coming in hot. This is Steve, and you are listening to CJSW 90.9 FM or CJSW.com around the world. You're tuned in to Noise on this Thursday evening. What did we just hear? We just heard the one and only Ohama. Yes, the Ohama who was born on a potato farm in southern Alberta. Ohama, as you may or may not know, has spent the past 40 years making passionate, deeply personal electronic music. He debuted in 1982, and he continues to create experimental synth songs that have combined vivid escapism with his own introspective world. He's something else, Ohama, and we heard a track from his newest album, 13 Electronic Cover Songs. We heard Thick as a Brick, Legends, and the Believe in the Day, the synth edition minus mix. Fantastic stuff from Ohama. Definitely check out his catalog if you haven't already. Before that, we heard Sukin Lee and Adam Litovitz. That was the track Run Away With Her from Juge 2 that came out back in 2021. I believe the majority of that album was put together over those crazy days of lockdown in COVID in 2020. Sukin and Adam also made a little film that I did see on CBC Gem. It may still be there, I'm not sure, called Death and Sickness, about that strange period in time that it was for us all. Before that, we heard Tomorrow, A Cloudy Autumn, band I had the absolute pleasure of seeing at the last Loophole Cafe show with a number of other artists, including The Furnace, Oso Blondo, and A Pact Between Strangers. So we heard the track January 3rd, 24. That was from the most recent album, Do You Hear? We Are Breathing, We Are Alive. And before that, well, I should acknowledge something. We were going to start off the set with You Do Right, but in the land of radio, sometimes things go crazy. So instead, we started with Disaster Pony and the track Hot Like Bugs. And that Disaster Pony, they've been described as the result of members wanting to create a danceable saxophone album. I think they've done their job very well. And it was after Disaster Pony that we heard You Do Right. And You Do Right is inspired by the pounding rhythmic improvisations found in krautrock experimental trio You Do Right, wed noisy melodic guitar parts, effect-heavy synthesizer soundscapes, nonchalant bass grooves, and patented percussive furies into a literal wall of sound. Quite the descriptor. We heard a track from that album, The Sacred Fuck EP, which is a collection of musical pieces created using found sound, field recordings, and sonic collage. The track was armed with the Seven League Boots of Our Knowledge. How's everyone doing out there, Calgary? If you're listening on CJSW.com, thank you. If you're listening on the actual radio, 90.9 FM, thank you. I encourage everyone to check out the CJSW app. You can listen to all the shows. There's live streaming, archive your favorite stuff, hear past episodes, and all that good stuff. You can also check us out on Noise on our Instagram page, CJSW Noise. We've just started posting a lot of stuff on there, so check it out. There's always information on shows coming up, album spotlights, and we do talk about the shows as they come weekly. What else is going on here, Calgary? We've got maybe about 15 or so minutes left. There's some live shows I want to tell you about. We've got something coming up tomorrow, Friday, April the 5th, and it's at Skunk Works Distillery. It's a dance techno experimental DJ night. You're going to hear from the artists Too Jess, Too Stress. We've got Forever and Always, Nick Royal, English Subtitles, CGSW, Babyteeth.exe, and Die Wob. That show is $10 at the door. The doors are at 8 p.m. It is an 18-plus show, so kids, stay at home. But it's okay, because on Thursday, April the 11th, there's an all-ages show, and it's at the Loophole Coffee Bar. It's going to be a great experimental night. We've got Bobby Chaos coming in. We've got Obelix and Gino Fashionhouse. It's $15 at the door, but hey, no one is turned away for lack of funds. So do what you can to support the local scene and the bands. But if you don't have $15, but you still have a couple of bucks to spare, come on down. You're not going to be turned away. The doors are at 7. Again, it's all ages. And if you want to save those precious earbuds of yours, please do bring earplugs. You will be blown away. All right, we're going to hear a couple of tracks next from, where are we going? Erica Angel, artist out of Montreal, Quebec, couple of selections from her new album, which is entitled The Obsession with Her Voice. Let's play her and see where we're at after that. We may get to some Scott Walker and another surprise or two after that. Keep it locked here on Noise, CJSW 90.9 FM.
So true. everywhere when they arrive. Thunder and intuition. And all the children in our hearts start running. All the children in our hearts start running.
You've been listening to Noise here on CJSW 90.9 FM. My name is Steve. We're hearing the sounds of Erica Angel. We're going to finish off tonight's program with a track from Scott Walker entitled Cossacks Are, and that was from the album The Drift. Be good to one another out there, Calgary. We'll see you next week. And as Paula would always remind us, be well.
I'm looking for a good cowboy.